Rain or shine, cold or warm, every day was a happy day for the two swans. In time, the eggs were laid and the cygnets were hatched, four of them. The first sound the baby swans heard was the pure, strong sound of their father's trumpet. Life was gay and busy and sweet in the little lonely pond in the North Woods. Once in a while, Sam Beaver would show up for a visit, and they would have great times together. Louis never forgot his old jobs, his old friends, or his promise to the head man in charge of birds in Philadelphia. As the years went by, he and Serena returned each spring to the pond, nested, and had their young. And each year, at the end of summer, when the molt was over, and the flight feathers grew back in, and the cygnets were ready to try their wings, Louis took his family for a long pleasure trip across America. He led them first to Camp Kookooskoos, where he had saved the life of Applegate Skinner and won his medal. The camp would be closed for the season, but Louis liked to revisit it and wander around, remembering the boys and how he had earned his first $100 as camp bugler. Then the swans would fly to Boston, where the swan boat man always gave them a big welcome. Louis would polish up his horn, blow the spit out of it, and swim in front of the boats again, playing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And the people of Boston would hear the familiar sound of the trumpet of the swan and would flock to the public garden. Then the boatman would treat Louis and Serena to a night at the Ritz Hotel, while the cygnets spent the night by themselves on the lake, watched over by the boatman. Serena dearly loved the Ritz. She ate dozens of watercress sandwiches and gazed at herself in the mirror and swam in the bathtub. And while Louis stood and looked out of the window at the public garden down below, Serena would walk round and around, turning lights on and off for the fun of it. Then they would both get into the bathtub and go to sleep.